蓝天之下有滋润的水泉，旷野之中有歇脚的绿洲。欢迎来到蓝天绿洲。
欢迎来到蓝天绿洲，我是李诺。如果我们说到绝望，朋友，你脑海当中会浮现出什么样一个场景呢？我想可能会比较丰富的，但是对于李诺来说呢，我能够想到的就是一片漆黑的地方，没有一丝光，甚至说黑到一种程度是完全伸手不见五指的。我觉得如果在这样的一个环境当中，真的是太绝望了。那在今天的节目当中呢，查尔斯特别要从圣经当中，在圣经的角度或者说从神那里来学习如何去面对绝望这样的境况。在我们当下的社会当中，生存的压力可能并不大，因为只要你肯努力，就一定有一份工作，就一定可以有饭吃。但是呢，这个社会给人带来的压力不仅仅是生存上的压力，有时候更多的反而是自我价值肯定的过程当中会经受很大的压力。而在这些的压力到一定程度了之后呢，对于有一些人来说，可能就会慢慢的从压力转变成为了绝望。这个过程呢，可能很短暂也很漫长，但是结果呢，大概都不是什么好事情。所以呢，真的是希望我们能够在这样的一个高速发展的社会当中学习好怎样去调整自己的心态，以至于不那么轻易的陷入到绝望的情况中，甚至说当我自己感受到绝望的时候，我也能够抓住一线的曙光。那接下来我们就进入今天的蓝天绿洲。
My God, my God, why have you forsaken me? The cry of Jesus from the cross. And sometimes it's the cry of our own hearts. Despair. It's a topic we don't always want to talk about. But we've all felt it. We all experience it in different degrees and at different times. And sadly, too many times, we don't know what to do about it.
我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？这是耶稣在十字架上的呼喊，有时这也是发自我们内心的呼喊。绝望是我们不常谈的话题之一，但是我们每个人都尝过它的滋味，我们都或多或少的在某些时刻经历过它。令人悲伤的是，多数时候我们并不知道该如何对待它。
Well, it's my hope that in the next few minutes together, we can turn our eyes to Jesus.And find hope. After all, that's the antithesis of despair, isn't it? Desperation means we feel hopeless. But in Christ Jesus, we've got a lot to hope for.
我希望在接下来的时间里，我们能一起转向耶稣，找到盼望。毕竟，绝望的对立面就是希望，不是吗？绝望意味着我们感到没有希望，但是在基督耶稣里，我们充满盼望。
Louis Zamperini was stuck on a life raft for 47 days in shark-infested waters in World War II. He tried not to despair, but hope sure seemed a long way off. So imagine being rescued, only to be rescued by your enemy, and then beaten and tortured in a Japanese concentration camp. I don't blame him for suffering despair. And though he came home and he was honored as a war hero, despair...set in as he was struggling with post-traumatic stress. In a moment, we're going to hear Louis in his own words talk about his despair and how Jesus was able to give him true hope. And then we're going to turn to the only life preserver, a spiritual life preserver that's offered to humanity. And we learn about that in God's Word, and we'll see how hope springs out of it,With living water for desperate hearts.
在二战期间，路易斯·赞佩里尼被困在鲨鱼为患的水域长达47天之久。他努力让自己不陷入绝望之中，但希望却又似乎遥不可及。想象一下，你被你的敌人救援，然后被关押在日本集中营，遭受非人的虐待和折磨。我一点都不怪他经受绝望之苦。虽然路易斯得以回家并获得荣誉，成为二战英雄，但是绝望盘踞在他心头，他必须对付战后创伤症。等会儿我们将听到路易斯亲自谈论他的绝望，以及耶稣如何能给他真盼望。然后我们再转向那主动提给人类属灵生命的持守者。我们从神的话语中找寻答案，看见希望如何在绝望者的心中犹如活水般涌流出来。
In our culture of doing things yourself and being self-made, which by the way is not biblical, it's difficult to process feelings of despair. The highest ranked universities have the highest rates of suicide. The pressure to outperform classmates and be top of the class gets to be too much, especially when that pressure is coming from parents as well. There is no room for mistakes or failures because internships are competitive. Grade point averages are everything. It can lead someone to the point of despair, and it's just downright tragic. And it's happening tragically in the church, too.
在我们的文化里强调靠自己，什么都要自力更生。顺便说一下，这并不符合圣经的教导。绝望的情绪难以得到解决。排名最前的大学自杀率也最高。来自同学超常发挥的压力，以及要进入尖子班的压力已经负荷太重，尤其再加上父母的施压，就更是压力山大了。实习期的竞争激烈，平均成绩是关键，没有犯错和失败的余地，这就导致了人产生绝望的情绪，并且酝酿成为悲剧。很不幸的是，这也正在教会中发生。
Pastor Jim Howard, just over a week ago, ending his life after a long battle with mental illness. Last year, Pastor Andrew Stoeckling taking his life in his church office that's not far from our Haven studios. Two men, under incredible pressure to always have all the answers, to be everybody else's support, they were brought to the point of despair and taking their lives themselves. Now, some might say they lost their faith, but I think the answer is more complicated than that. Pastors are human beings as well. They struggle with pressures on the job, the stresses of life, the tragedies that they are surrounded by weekly or daily. Despair is a powerful feeling. And it's all over the book of Psalms in the very center of our Bibles.
就在一个星期前，吉姆·霍华德牧师在与精神疾病的长期斗争后结束了自己的生命。去年，安德鲁·斯托克林牧师在他教会的办公室自杀身亡了。他的办公室离我们的录音室不远。两个男人在难以置信的压力之下解答疑惑，成为众人的支持。他们已经被带到了绝望的地步，选择以自杀结束自己的生命。有些人可能会说他们失去了信仰，但我认为答案不是那么简单。牧师也是人，他们也要应对来自工作、生活上的压力，以及处理每周或每天发生在他们身边的悲剧。绝望是一种强而有力的情绪，在圣经的最中间，诗篇里到处都可以看到绝望的身影。
The Psalms can be brutally honest.One theologian saying they give us the full range of emotion for our lives of faith. They can say, praise the Lord, full of joy and gratitude, and in the next breath they can express deep grief over suffering or regret from sinning against the Lord. Like David in Psalm 51, he wrote the psalm after he was caught in sin, sleeping with Uriah's wife, Bathsheba,and then having Uriah killed off to cover his tracks when she got pregnant. The Psalms are real life. And we know that life is not all ups. Yes, it has its downs. Many downs. You may be down today.
诗篇的内容大胆且诚实。某位神学家说，诗篇描绘了我们信仰生活的全部情感。诗人在充满喜乐和感激之情下赞美耶和华，紧接着下一秒却表达对苦难的伤痛或因得罪神而来的懊悔。诗篇51篇的作者大卫就是这样的例子。他与乌利亚的妻子拔示巴同房，在拔示巴怀孕之后让乌利亚战死沙场，以此来掩盖他的罪行。诗篇51篇就是在他犯罪被发现之后写下的。诗篇的内容都是真实生活的写照，而且我们知道生活不是一帆风顺的。是的，它总有低谷，且有很多的低谷。也许你今天正在低谷之中。
And someone who knew what it was like to walk through life's downs was this guy we started talking about again last week on the program, Louis Zamperini. He was a prisoner of war. He survived a plane crash in the middle of the Pacific Ocean. He made it 47 days lost at sea. And when he finally came home, you think he would be filled with hope. But as you hear Louis describe it, he was filled with despair as he struggled to deal with the traumatic events of his life.
路易斯·赞佩里尼是一个战俘，在飞机解体坠入太平洋中侥幸存活了下来。路易斯在海上漂流了47天。当他终于回家之后，你以为他是满怀着希望回家的吗？然而，正如你听到路易斯描述的那样，他仍然要面临战后创伤症，心中充满绝望。
Now I want you to take a listen to how he described a few years later, back in 1958, at a Billy Graham crusade in San Francisco, California.
现在我想你听听路易斯·赞佩里尼在1958年旧金山葛培里布道大会上说的话。
It was after the war and with about $10,000 in back pay from 2.5 years in prison camp and also collecting my life insurance for being dead, I became extremely selfish, cynical, and greedy until the wind was finally let out of my sails. I lost everything that I possessed outside of my wife and little girl.And it was then that my wife was able to persuade me into going down to that meeting at Washington and Hill Street in Los Angeles where I heard the gospel from Billy Graham's lips. And there as I sat in the meeting, I heard Billy Graham when he stated that God the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, could forgive me for my sins, and that if I put my trust in him, I could have eternal life.And so I went forward in that meeting, asked God to forgive me for not having kept many promises I made on the raft. I acknowledged to God that I was a sinner. I asked the Lord Jesus Christ to come into my heart and save me. And of course he did. Since then I have had an unquenchable joy of working with these wayward boys and also...preaching to them the same gospel that I heard 9 years ago. Thank you very much.
二战结束后，我得到了2年半战俘集中营的赔偿金$10,000，又领取了死亡保险金。我开始变得极其自私、贪婪和愤世嫉俗。这一切都没改变，直到福音的风吹来，使我的生活再次扬帆起航。除了妻子和小女儿之外，我失去了一切所拥有的。就是那次，妻子成功劝服我参加了洛杉矶的大会。就在那里，我从葛培里的口中听到了福音。我坐在大会中，听到葛培里开始说神和他的儿子耶稣基督能够赦免我和我的罪。我还听到他说，如果我信靠耶稣，我就能够有永生。于是我走向前，求神原谅我在救生筏上没有兑现自己许下的承诺。在神面前，我承认自己是一个罪人。我求主耶稣基督进到我的心中来救我。当然，耶稣这么做了。自此之后，我就有了无法熄灭的喜乐，与这些任性的男孩一起做事， 并且向他们传讲我九年前所听到的福音信息，非常感谢。
Out of the depths, O Lord, I cry to you. When I am tempted to despair, and though I might fail to trust your promises,You never fail to hear my prayer. And if you judged my sin, I'd never stand again. But I see mercy in your hands. So more than watchmen for the morning, I will wait for you, my God. And when my fears come with no warning,That are unresolved. Don't change the wisdom of your will. In every trial and loss, my hope is in the cross, where your compassions never fail. So more than watchmen for the morning, I will wait for you.
And if you're listening to me right now and despair describes you, you need to know that despair doesn't have to be the final word. Despair is used by Satan and tries to lie to us. It tries to tell us that there's no real point in carrying on. It tries to convince us that there's no hope for us.
如果你正在听我们的节目，而绝望正好形容的就是你此刻的心情的话，你需要知道绝望并没有决定权。撒旦利用绝望来对我们说谎话。撒旦想告诉我们坚持下去毫无意义。撒旦想说服我们没有希望可言。
But what does the gospel say?
但福音怎么说呢?
We who have fled to take hold of the hope set before us may be greatly encouraged. Hebrews 6:18 through 20, we have this hope.As an anchor for the soul, firm and secure. It enters the inner sanctuary behind the curtain, where our forerunner Jesus has entered on our behalf.
希伯来书第六章十八到二十节说，我们这些逃进避难所的人就大得安慰，抓紧那摆在我们面前的盼望。我们有这盼望，就像灵魂的锚，又稳当又坚固。通过幔子直进到里面，耶稣已经为我们做先锋，进入了幔子里面。
Despair says there is no hope, but the gospel says we have an anchor for our souls, an anchor that's unshakable, an anchor based on Jesus, one of the earliest signs of the Christian church. He is our high priest, the one who can go behind the curtain, and he went there to give us a hope.Hope of a life forever with the Lord. Despair doesn't have to have the last word.
绝望说盼望不存在，但是福音却说我们有灵魂的锚，这锚是稳当坚固的，是以耶稣为根基的。基督教最早期的记号之一就是耶稣是我们的大祭司，耶稣是那位已经进入了幔子里的， 他去那里给了我们盼望，这盼望就是我们与主永远同在。绝望说的话不算数。
Despair tries to tell us we've messed up badly. Our sin condemns us before the Lord, and despair tries to convince us that is all we can hope for.
绝望试图告诉我们，我们把事情弄得一团糟。我们的罪在神面前也不断地控告着我们。绝望尝试说服我们，我们的指望也不过如此。
But what does the gospel say?
但是福音怎么说呢？
Romans 8:1, There is now, therefore, no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Christ became sin, though he knew no sin, so we could become the righteousness of God. 2 Corinthians 5:21.
罗马书的八章一节说，所以现在那些在耶稣基督里的人就不被定罪了。哥林多后书的五章二十一节说，神使那无罪的替我们成为有罪的，使我们在他里面成为神的义。
The gospel tells us that because of Jesus, we are not condemned before the Father if we have faith. There is no condemnation. And that means you won't be condemned at the end, and you aren't condemned now. He became sin means he took your sin to the cross and was condemned in your place, so you could be declared righteous. And that means if you have faith, you will be declared righteous before the Lord at the end, and you've been declared righteous right now. Despair makes us lose sight of grace, and that means we lose sight of Jesus. But the gospel tells us he has given us a hope, and he's freed us from condemnation.
福音告诉我们，因着耶稣的缘故，我们在父的面前才不被定罪。只要我们有信心就好了，就不被定罪了。你现在不被定罪，将来也不被定罪。他成为了有罪的，这句的意思是说，他在十字架上担当了你的罪，他替你被定罪了，以至于你可以被称义。那也意味着，如果你有信心，将来在末日的时候，在神的面前，你还是会被称义，并且你现在已经被称义了。绝望使我们看不见恩典，看不见耶稣。然而福音告诉我们，耶稣给了我们盼望，他已经救我们脱离了定罪。
Despair says you've messed up badly. The Lord won't take you back. Despair wants you to believe the Lord doesn't love you anymore.
绝望说，你把事情搞得一团糟，神不会带你回头的。绝望要让你相信神不会再爱你了。
But what does the gospel say? Well, it tells us in his word at the end of Romans 8, there is nothing that can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation.
但是福音怎么说呢？在罗马书八章的末尾处，神的话语写着，无论是死是生，是天使是掌权的，是现在的事是将来的事，是有能力的，是高天的，是深渊的，或是任何别的被造之物，都不能叫我们与神的爱隔绝。这爱是在我们的主耶稣基督里的。
The arm of the Lord is not too short that he cannot save. And if you're in despair, you need to hear this. The Lord will take you back because he's gracious and patient. Despair doesn't have to have the last word. The Lord does.
神的手臂并非太短而不能拯救。如果你正处在绝望之中，你需要知道神会带你回来的。因为他本有恩慈和忍耐。绝望没有决定权，决定权在神的手里。
Despair says the Lord has abandoned me, but the Lord says in Matthew 28, I'm with you always, to the end of the age. We can be sure that this is true, because Jesus was abandoned and crushed for us. In fact, it's out of Psalm 22, but it was Jesus who later cried out, quoting that psalm, My God, my God, why have you forsaken me? He was condemned like our sin deserves. He was treated like we deserve to be treated for our sin. Jesus went through the despair of hell on the cross so you and I by faith can rest in His grace. And that's what the Bible has to say about despair. It's a powerful enemy, but it's one even our Savior, Jesus Christ, overcame for our behalf. Despair cannot have the last word. Jesus has the last word. And remember what He said? It's finished.
绝望说神已经离弃我们了，但主耶稣在马太福音的第28章说，我与你同在，直到世界的末了。我们可以确定这话是真实的，因为耶稣为我们的缘故被离弃和压伤。实际上在诗篇22篇就记载了，也是之后耶稣引用他喊道，我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我。耶稣替我们承担了我们罪有应得的下场。耶稣走过绝望的地狱，上了十字架，以至于你和我可以凭着信心安息在他的恩典中。这就是圣经有关绝望的描述。绝望是一个强而有力的敌人，但他还是被我们的救主耶稣基督为我们的缘故战胜了。绝望说的话不算数，耶稣说的话才算数。要记得耶稣说的，成了。今天这一篇的信息啊，我觉得查尔斯就好像给我们打了一剂强心针呢。在我们当下这个社会当中，我们很多时候很容易接受一些消极负面的情绪，所以盼望今天的信息能够成为你的一个鼓励。我们一同来到神的面前，我们一同在神的话语当中抓住那个希望，抓住那个盼望，以至于我们能够活出更加精彩丰富的人生。蓝天绿洲的节目邮箱是 haven@良友.net， 短信号码是13229966122，短信开头请注明蓝天。感谢朋友您今天的收听，我是李诺，我们下期节目时间再会。